Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And Joel Zammit isn't here because the waterman just called and they said, hey, come to the other studio. And he was like, but I'm recording a podcast.
And they were and we don't care.
They were shut up, do you want water? And he was like, yes, sir, I'm leaving.
I would love water.
Boys, this podcast is up to you.
The duty falls sorely on your shoulders, boys. To pump out a thumb cramps.
And today we'll be looking at Celeste.
Yeah.
And other games.
Whoa.
Celeste.
Yeah.
It's a classic indie game.
It's a great game.
One of the early releases on the Nintendo Switch. It recently had Chapter 9 added to it, but that's not the reason I'm playing it.
Yeah,
I'm playing it is because for some reason, I totally missed the boat.
Yeah.
When we went on tour to the UK the first time, you and Joel Zammit were just thrashing
absolutely.
It.
Every plane trip, that's all we did.
Every car trip, every waking moment, at breakfast, on stage.
Yeah.
Celeste.
Ruining my concentration.
But instead, I was like, I'm going to play Super Meat Boy, which... Look, also good.
Yeah, look, and I get it. I was never like, why isn't he playing Celeste? Because I was like, at least he's playing something equally frustrating, you know?
And addictive.
Yeah, in a way, I appreciate it. Yeah.
But it's funny, because Celeste feels kind of like the natural progression of games like Super Meat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
It basically has just a slightly more in-depth version of the same game.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just a platformer that's really, really, really hard.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that we've hit that point where... Because, like, you get, like, platforming games that were difficult sort of back in the day.
Yeah.
Back when platforming...
Mario! It gets hard!
Yeah, but also often I think a lot of those platformers were difficult because the game was bad or, like, the limitations on the system or
it
whatever.
It was the 90s. We were all dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody was clever yet.
They didn't invent brains until 2002.
What a year.
It was big.
But Celeste is, like, a natural... It's hard but fair, which I really like about it.
Yeah, like at no point am I dying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times and I'm like, oh, it's the controls working. I'm like...
It's me.
Yeah, it's me. I should have invested in a better brain in 2002.
What? Which world are you up to?
I'm only up to world three or four.
Yeah.
Four. I just finished world three. And I'm stuck on a room where there is... So basically in Celeste, if you haven't played it, there's two functions. You can jump and you can dash. And the dash you can use in air to get like a double jump kind of action. And as you progress later in the game, there's like gems that are floating that if you dash into them, it gives you a bonus air dash. So that's nice for about three rooms. And then they're like, now we're going to give you very complicated platforming to do involving these gems. So I'm currently stuck in a room where there's eight gems and there's pillars. And if you hit the ground or the pillars, you die.
Oh, yeah. God.
And you've got to like dash into gem, then dash up to other gem, then fall into next gem to dash.
Is it, which world is it where there's like big squares of space jelly that you go?
That's world two.
That rolls. I love that. That was like my favorite bit.
Yeah, that was good.
So satisfying.
That was the first time I put down the game, like after I was playing it through that world. So when I picked it back up again, I was like, wait, because of this space jelly, I don't know where I'm going anymore.
Yeah.
So that was good. I got very lost.
Because I finished Celeste back when me and Zam were playing it. I didn't do any of the C sides, but I did a couple of the B sides. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I could go back to it and comfortably survive. like I've lost whatever skills I developed playing that game.
Yeah. It's definitely the type of game where I think that if I stop playing it for more than 2 days, my fingers wouldn't work. It's all like, even though it's a platformer, it relies a lot on rhythm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you get to the bit where there's the little, like, computer and you can play, like, a retro Celeste?
Oh, no, not yet.
I think that's in the second world. It's, like, hidden, and it's, like, a little computer, and you get on it, and then it's like, hey, would you like to play, like, a, instead of, like, a 24-bit or a 16-bit, like, an 8-bit Celeste? And I don't know how deep it goes, because I played it for ages and was like, it's like another game.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, it didn't stop.
I need to find that. Yeah, no, I just finished the... It's the Celeste hotel or resort or something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's that man who's like, I'm crazy. And I'm like, yes, you are.
Yeah, fella. Spot on.
You made me clean your house. I hated that bit. No, that bit was all right. That was satisfying. Because when I cleared areas, I was like,
you're good.
I feel like I'm making progress. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Celeste good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It is a great game. It goes on sale quite a bit, but the starting price is already relatively cheap. It's got a great soundtrack. It looks great. It feels good to play. It's frustrating, but not like infuriating.
Yeah.
Or it's infuriating and not frustrating.
It's infuriating in the right way. Like it gets you. I remember those moments where you're like, jump, jump, die, jump, jump, die. And like the turnover between dying and playing again is like instant. So you're like, jump, jump, die. Okay, jump, 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 die. Okay, you're like, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. You go into like a kind of wild primal state where you're like, I just got to finish it. I just got to finish it.
And your brain flips from man brain to ape brain. It's the same kind of adrenaline you get from playing games like Hotline Miami or Ape Out.
Yeah.
Which is good, because those are the games that I like
to play.
That's
what you're about. Absolutely.
I like the horny games, Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the anime games the Nier Automata and the Astral Chain. But I also like the platform. I like the ape brain games.
Yeah, you like a game that drills into some primal section of your skull and gives you a direct line to...
If there's two drills that go into your brain for games, one hole in my head is horny and the other hole is ape.
And Celeste falls squarely in the ape category game.
Not horny at all.
No, but ape. Oh,
totally.
Wow,
ape.
It's cool that we're developing slang without Zam. I'm excited for the next time he's on an episode to be like, so I was playing this fairly ape game and we lost.
You know, like the which part of the game does it? Which part of your brain does this drill into, Joel Zammit? Does it drill into the ape?
Ape or horny? Where are we at? Which section?
Where's the drill?
Yeah, come on. Pointing at his face. What's happening, boy?
Ape or horny?
Ape or horny?
Oh man, Celeste is really, really, really good. I can't like praise it highly enough. Mm. And if you have missed out on playing it, it still feels fresh. It's not like one of those games where if you jump in now, you're like, wow, I missed the boat totally, and this kind of blows now.
Absolutely. Celeste is sort of weirdly timeless like that. Like you can jump in and it doesn't feel, I mean, like I know it's only like 2 years old or 1 year old or something, but it's two years old. It's just as good as like the moment it came out.
Yeah. It kind of has the feel of like those timeless indie games. Like you can imagine that this Celeste will stand the test of time. Mm. It'll be held up with like the Hotline Miamis, the Limbos.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Celestes, the Super Meat Boys. The,
yeah, absolutely.
The games that people are like, this was good and still is good.
And Celeste does a good thing where, you know when like games train you up? So like as you play Celeste, obviously you get better at Celeste, as happens with most video games. But Celeste does like that thing where you finish it and then it's like, oh, here's a whole bunch. You really want to test your mettle? You really want to prove you're a true ape?
Wow. You want to prove your trape?
Yeah, here you go.
Do you want to prove that you are truly ape brain?
Yeah, you are king of ape.
Flex that ape brain. Get it ripped. So the brain's so tense, it's sticking out of the hole that the drill goes
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. The drill breaks.
Wow, this is strong ape brain.
This is strong ape brain. He must have played the C-sides of Celeste.
Hey, so you finished the game and you played some of the B-sides. Would you say that it works better to... Because I've unlocked the B-sides, but I haven't touched them yet.
Yeah.
Should I be going A-side, B-side, A-side, B-side?
Well, it depends.
Or should I do all A-sides and all B-sides?
So I think the way it works from memory... I know there are C-sides and I can't really remember how they're relevant. And also, that doesn't make sense with a cassette tape. Come on, Celeste.
Yeah.
You can't flip it once and then flip it a third time.
I think that's probably the trick.
you may have me there.
It could be, because Celeste is a bit magical. You die heaps. The game is like, you will die, and Celeste Celeste is like, what? Oh, no, Celeste is the mountain. The lady's name's Madeline.
Yeah.
Madeline's like, I won't die. You die.
You die a bunch. But no, because at the end, there's like a bonus area.
Yep.
Or like an extra world or a bonus world. But it's like inside the mountain and there's a big lock.
Yep.
And you can't break the lock unless you finish all the B-sides.
Ah.
So it's kind of worthwhile. It depends on how you want to play. If you want to finish it and then move straight on to doing the whatever you've unlocked, or if you want to be like, well, and it's kind of like a new game plus, you know.
Maybe I should get good before I try and attempt the levels that will require me to get great.
I never did. I finished like maybe up to world 4 of the B-sides and then was like, this is hard.
I'm hard. I'm
sweaty.
When's Turok 2 coming out?
I heard they were making a game called Turok 2 Seeds of Evil, but they've made the game, but a new one on the Switch on that's Nintendo the same Switch. One.
Yeah.
I'll play that.
I'll play that heaps.
That'll be my GOTY. Yeah, also, I don't know if Levins has played it yet. Just saying.
He took a photo of him.
He's down. He possibly bought it.
Well, we don't know. He took a photo of him looking at it on the store.
Yeah. He was certainly nearby. He was in a position to buy Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. Whether he did is unclear.
Hang on. I've got my Nintendo Switch here.
Yeah.
I'll just quickly, this is the type of content that Joel Zammit's really missing out on. Me going through my bag to get my Switch to look at Levins' profile and see if he has played.
Imagine
Turok
we get there and it's
people.
Like 20 hours. Like, yeah, I know. It's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah, it would be rude if he'd played it and not let me know.
While I'm here, Celeste, I haven't played it long enough for it to tell me how long I've played it for, but I reckon I'm about 5 hours in.
It's the kind of game that you'll only play Celeste till you finish it, or till you're done with it, if that makes sense. Some other games you can kind of like flip between, but Celeste just, I don't know, just it grabs hold of your ape and...
It grabs your ape
and just pulls. Makes you go, yeah.
Levins has not played Turok 2 Seeds of Evil, but he's been playing Ring Fit Adventure a bunch.
Well, I'll tell you, if you look at follow him on Twitter, he's enjoying Ring Fit Adventure, or at least posting pictures about it. So how many thumbs would you give for Celeste?
It's definitely a 5-thumb game.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not here to lie. This isn't a trick.
No.
Jackson, I'm not trying to trick you.
You're not fooling me.
Listeners, I'm not trying to trick you either.
You're not going to download
Levins,
Celeste.
If you're listening to this, I'm not trying to trick you also.
Yeah, there's no tricks here.
There's no tricks. Celeste is a 5-thumb game.
You're not going to download it and be like, he lied to me, the dirtbag. This game sucks ass.
I should have bought Leisure Suit Larry. I don't think I've spoken about that on Thumb Cramps yet.
No, I don't think you have. You've played it.
I have.
Yeah.
Is it good? No. Point and click adventures for me? Absolutely not.
Oh, they suck so much.
Anyway, so before you tell me what you've been playing and maybe Joel Zammit comes back, but I highly doubt it, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So I downloaded this game.
This sounds positive already.
Oh yeah, it's a great beginning, isn't it? I've downloaded this game. It's like I'm kind of removing blame from myself. I accidentally clicked purchase.
This isn't a game that I remember the name of.
No, this was one of those moments where Zammit was like, "Hey, I was looking in the Switch store.
Why do you keep listening to
this?" I don't know. Well, he's like, "There's a Castlevania. Maybe you'll like it." And I'm like, "Maybe I will."
Metroidvania,
excuse me, not a Castlevania.
Yeah,
that is, it's.
I was going to say,
like, it's a Mario on the Switch store. If you want to purchase that,
like, oh yeah, you know what, Super Mario.
Oh, is it a Super Mario game? No. Like, it's like a Mario game. What? So it's great that you could release a game called Metroidvario and you'd probably avoid any legislature Metroid.
Yeah.
What about Metrovario?
Yeah, Metroidvario is fine.
Yeah, you could get away with that.
A plumber with a gun.
Yeah, a plumber with a gun. A fat plumber with a gun fighting Dracula.
The gun gets bigger as you progress, unlocking new areas.
Just saying, gang. Any of you video game developers out there.
You can have that for free.
That's yours. So,
Sandspits Radio. Thumbcramps present. We're not the whole company, just me and you.
Just me and you.
Thumbcramps.
Jackson and Jusha from Thumbcramps present. John Sammons wiped his hands of this project.
I don't know.
Metrovario.
First unlock is brain. Then second unlock's horny brain.
Third unlock, ape brain.
Then fourth unlock, big gun.
None of these seem like they'll help you progress.
I'm going to kill Dracula.
That's the only thing your character says. You press A and that's what happens. There's no jump. Anyway.
There's also a button that says no jump. There's also a button that just says I am Turok as said by you. It doesn't make sense, but people enjoy that it's there.
So many of the buttons are taken up by useless, like A, B, Y, X, all used by something like that. You've got a R3 or whatever to jump or do anything worthwhile. It's a bad game.
No,
but we'll give it 5 thumbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I might give it game of the year.
Yeah. So the game I've been playing, it's called Mabel and the Wood.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've seen pictures of this.
It doesn't look that pretty. And when I first started looking at it and was about to download it, the thing that really turned me off is I thought it was going to have a silly sense of humor. It's like, oh, you've been summoned by a cult and they're silly. But instead of being like this, you know.
I hate when cults are silly.
What a silly cult. But it's like, oh, instead of being this powerful warrior, you just look like a young girl and you've got a big sword that you can't carry and they are annoyed, and then you got to fight monsters, and you transform into the monster when you defeat it, and that's how it kind of Metroidvanias. And I was like, I guess that's cool.
Sounds like Ben 10.
It is a bit like Ben 10.
Yeah.
So the first thing that you notice when you start playing this game...
Your character's name's Mabel Tennyson.
Man, is this the first time in Sans Pants history we've referenced Ben 10?
I think maybe.
I think it actually might be, and that's great.
There's going to be people that have been like, I've listened to every podcast. Thousands of them. I'm just waiting for that Ben 10 reference.
Sweet Ben 10. He's got the, on his wrist, I don't know what you call it. The Alienator, maybe?
What does Ben 10 call the watch on his wrist? He twists it and slaps it.
Yeah, I'm going to become the red one.
Yeah, that's what I'm big now.
I've never paid attention to the alien's name.
Yeah, there's heaps of them though. Maybe 10.
Yeah.
I know he's only them for 10 minutes.
It's called the Omnitrix?
It is!
Oh my God, so many Ben 10 references.
They're
people
thick and fast.
Are losing their mind listening to this, mostly because they're like, why aren't you reviewing a game? So
stop that!
Stop talking about Ben 10! I don't care!
You've just mentioned a video game, I'm intrigued, then you started talking about Ben 10.
You think you're so goddamn funny! You're not!
Tell me about the game!
So, the first thing you notice in Mabel in the Woods is that you cannot jump. Okay.
Oh, that's a good start.
And
in a Metroidvario game, you cannot jump.
And you are incredibly slow because you are dragging your sword behind you. What you can do is press A and turn into a fairy version of yourself. Then you can fly up, which creates a line between you and your sword, which you leave in the ground. And then if you press A again, you become a person and your sword flies from wherever you left it into you that you grab. And that's how you kill enemies. So... you put your sword in the ground, you fly up, land on the other side of the enemy, drag the sword to yourself, which is kind of cool. That's,
sounds like
that's
a DS
sort of
game, like how you draw a line
on
the screen.
Yeah, it is.
It's Ben 10 on DS.
That's basically Mabel in the Woods. And every boss that you defeat, you get like a transformation into that boss. So you're like a shapeshifter. Ben 10. It's Ben 10. So the next one you get is a spider, and that one you become a little spider. You can shoot up at the roof or wherever, pull yourself up. The next one after that,
yeah.
I forget. But the one... No,
that's not important.
The next one after that is you become a statue. And I did this. I used this one for until I got frustrated and bored at the game. Because you can glitch it out by just tapping A and becoming a statue. And you just fling yourself forward. So you're just like a statue rocketing through the level, destroying enemies, and no one knows what. You're just a big, terrifying statue bullet. And the game clearly is like, oh, we're not prepared for this. You're meant to solve puzzles with it. Because you can kind of fly by just tapping A and up, and you statue into the air.
Sounds like a bad design. Bad game design.
It's such a great idea. It's just really, it's like a great idea, but actually when you're playing it, you're like, no, this sucks so much. Mm. Like when you're the spider, you have to stand still and aim where you want your string to go so that you can carry. But the aiming is really terrible, and you only have like a limited bar for how long you're a spider. So much of the time is like, oh, shoot the arrow. Oh, I've fallen. Oh, and I'm dead. Damn.
Yeah.
It looks fine, I guess.
I'm going to stop you there. Yeah. Is it good?
No. I wish it was, though, because I'm like, that's a cool idea. And the idea of a Metroidvania where instead of like getting upgrades for your equipment or whatever, you change into different things. Like, it's crazy because it would be a great game if the basic movement was good.
If it was on the Nintendo DS.
Yeah, if this was...
Because then you could control the aiming with the
absolutely
stylus.
Yeah, yeah. And
then you could put a Ben 10 skin over the top.
Yeah, exactly. If Ben 10 people are listening...
Yeah, Cartoon Network.
If Cartoon Network are listening to this episode...
First of all, bring back Toonami.
Yeah.
Second of all, become a free-to-air channel.
Yeah, third of all, bring back Ed, Ed, and Eddie if they're gone.
Oh, yeah. Where are Ed, Ed, and Eddie?
I don't know. Are they around?
What's their deal?
Great question. I don't know. I wish this game, if the movement had been slightly better so that when I wasn't in any of my monster forms, walking didn't feel like a terrible, terrible slog, I'd have had a really good time with this game. I liked that each different like upgrade that you got from killing a monster was like interesting. Like they were different enough that I was like, ooh, and the only thing that kept me playing was like, what's my next one going to be? But even when I learned what the next one was, I was always like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
this isn't a statue bullet.
This is sucks. This is just boring to do. Like, I'm never the spider now because I can never be bothered.
Yeah, that takes too long. Why be the spider when you can be a bullet rocket?
Exactly. A statue of myself.
A bullet rocket, yes.
Yeah, hurtling through the level at 100 miles an hour.
I'm going to be honest with you, Jackson. Mm. I'm still thinking about Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah, no. Who are they?
Yeah. One of them looks kind of like a warthog, but he's horny.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of them all look sick, though, don't they?
Yeah.
So they all look untreated medically.
There's the horny one, the clever one, and the dumb one, but they're all dumb.
And they're all, yeah, absolutely. And there was the kid who had the plank. He rolled.
Yeah. The plank was my best character.
Yeah. Your best character. Yeah.
Bring the kid with the plank from Ed, Ed, and Eddie into the next Mario.
You're listening, Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
We got so much advice for you.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Is there a Cartoon Network racing game?
Yes.
I feel like there absolutely
definitely. There'll be one where you get to play as Timmy Turner from Fairly Odd Parents.
That's It'll a be... Nickelodeon show.
Well, it's all the same.
Cartoon Network. Cart.
Well, Dusha figures that racer. Out. This game, I don't know. If you enjoy, if you're like happy enough to play unique mechanics or to like enjoy a game that has unique mechanics, even though the rest of it sucks ass, get Mabel in the Woods. I don't think it was that expensive, but it's not really a fun game. It's just a neat idea. So I'm probably going to give it maybe 2 thumbs out of 5. Two thumbs and a knuck. Great idea. Atrocious execution. Tell me about the Cartoon Network racing game.
It's funny because it's called Cartoon Network Racing.
That's great.
The 6 series featured a Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, great.
Cow and Chicken.
Great choice.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah.
I Am Weasel.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo.
Ah, oh, Johnny Bravo.
Whoa, mama.
Oh, mama. Love him.
He's dumb and horny.
Yeah, Cartoon Network had one idea.
And the Powerpuff Girls. Ed, 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 Eddie, not there.
Wow.
Came out in 2000. Not Ed and Eddie. This game came out in 2007.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know there's a Garfield racing game on the Switch at the moment. Just saying.
Play that rules.
Normal.
Yeah, there's 20 characters, 20 playable characters.
And not one of them's Ed, Ed, or Eddie.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Well, Double D was the one who had, his name was Ed, but with two Ds.
Yeah, he was the clever one,
They called him Double D, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The DS version received mixed reviews, while the PlayStation 2 version received generally unfavorable reviews.
Oh, man. Why was the DS version better?
There was more stuff to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. For the handheld version.
Yeah. So GameSpot gave the handheld version a 6.3 and the PS2 version an 3.8.
Wow.
It really makes you think.
That's good. I hope that becomes a new segment.
Yeah. Well, I find a we think of a game, we see if it's real, we read reviews. GameSpot's review of Cartoon Network Racing for the Nintendo DS.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that 3 thumbs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's good.
It seems like an accurate review.
We have had no words back from Joel Zammit yet, so presumably he's still fixing the water.
Yeah, he's still figuring that out. Well,
is it a plumber that was coming?
I don't know. Was it? It was someone for the new studio to have a peep.
Yeah, just because this is a question, Jackson. Yeah. I associate plumbers with fixing things but not installing plumbing, but that can't be true.
No, maybe they're separate jobs. Maybe they're tiers of plumber.
That probably makes
sense. So you've got sort of your top tier, your god tier plumber.
The plumber that builds the plumbing.
Yeah, and then you've got
I guess the plumber who creates the plumber.
Yeah, and then you've got kind of your drone tier plumbers that just come in and do all of the extra work.
Yeah, I reckon he's probably speaking to a god-tier plumber.
I would imagine. Well, yeah. Given that Joel Zammit is currently installing pipes and not here to... What a misunderstanding that conversation. Given that Joel Zammit is currently a plumber...
studying to become a god-tier plumber.
How about let's review a game that we've both been playing.
Yet.
Thumper, which for is, the Nintendo Switch.
I just noticed that you're wearing a shirt that also says Thumper.
I know, coincidentally, it's not a Thumper-themed shirt. It's got Bluto from Popeye on it.
Yeah, Thumper security code.
I don't understand
Yeah,
this
that's
shirt.
A reference I don't get either. Yeah. Pluto rules.
Yeah, he's good.
He's big. He hates Popeye, loves olive oil. Joel Zammit is here!
Back! Screw our review of Thumper! What have you been playing?
Hang on, wait, I'll turn on your microphone. That's... Oh, no. Welcome back. How was the plumber?
Ah, it's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Like with every kind of like trades thing, like hey, we'll be there anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Yeah,
yes.
And you're like, okay.
The plumber might as well just say, I'll be there today.
He could. And that would actually be less infuriating.
Yeah, actually. Because it's like, all right, well, what do I need to get planned? And you're like, all right, I want to do this. But then if I do that, I kind of...
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I want to go to the gym. But that's like a good hour where I'm just like, if he does contact...
That's brave.
Yeah.
I just can't. So I just nah, didn't do it.
Yeah, see, like... When I'm in charge of looking after stuff at my house and they're like between 8 and 5, I'm scared to even shower, yet you're considering going to the gym. Yeah,
that's powerful. I'm scared to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if they come and your bombs
out? I don't
out?
Know what to do in that situation.
He called when I was peeing.
Oh, wow.
That's all right.
Missed the call, apparently, because my phone was like, shall we vibrate?
No, he's peeing. We'll leave him be.
So I looked at my phone. I'm like, how did I miss it?
That is wild.
It's like, you miss call now. What?
Hey, can you explain something? Me and Dush were wondering this while you were gone.
So, do all plumbers install plumbing? Or is there like...
Are there like god-tier plumbers that put the plumbing in and then drone-tier plumbers that fix it?
I would say...
Oh, you don't know either, thank goodness.
There are specialized plumbers.
Okay.
So currently we are talking to someone who specializes in like roof plumbing. So
yeah,
does all the guttering and those kind of things. And someone who we're getting to do all the sort of the basic bitch plumbing.
Yeah, okay.
So there are, I guess...
They're varied plumbers.
Varied plumbing and god-tier.
I can imagine an engineer planning out the plumbing of a building.
Yeah,
which
but who
also
puts
is,
it
yeah,
there?
Who plumbs the plumbing? Because I understand. Because you don't call the plumber. I just can't imagine calling a plumber being like, hey,
build me a sink.
Yeah, but I know that is a job.
That's like, a job someone has.
Build a house.
So if you go to like say or call a plumber or go to our website, they'll be like, these are the things that we do or specialize in.
Yeah.
So we've got one who's like a master plumber. And
there you
he
go.
Specializes
master teal
in like roof plumbing, which is something that we need. But we have another plumber who doesn't specialize in that, so we're sort of going to that guy first, and then also it's about like,
What have you been playing?
So when I arrived to the property to let plumber in, I realized my fatal flaw of when they say 20 minutes, that's a lie.
Yeah.
And so I forgot my Switch.
Great.
So, straight away, 0 thumbs.
Yeah.
Forgetting your Switch is a 0 thumb
it's
situation.
Bad.
But then. I remembered.
Apple Arcade.
Oh, baby.
5 thumbs.
There we go. Apple Arcade, if you're listening, 5 thumbs.
Yeah.
As actually a side with Apple Arcade. So a game that I'll probably be talking about next week, it's called Overland. It's like that post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
So I went and bought that on the Switch.
Yeah.
And then on Apple Arcade, it popped up. And so
now you've got it twice.
Apple Arcade, because it's a subscription thing, it's free. It's like $7 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
But
how much was it on Switch?
Like $12, maybe $15.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not,
that's and then, bad.
Yeah, but then
Sonic Team Sonic Racing is on both, and on Switch, that's like $45.
That's ridiculous. Insane.
But that's probably way better on Switch. I can't imagine
like, playing it on the computer. Yeah, fair.
Playing on the computer.
Phone.
You could probably get it on your iMac.
iOS, yeah. No, fair.
You can't.
Yeah.
Thanks for trying.
Is it on the iMac?
No, I think it's on iPads, iPhones, and Apple TV.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not all games are playable on Apple TV.
I got on the Apple Arcade that I'm seeing is coming to Switch. Couple months, and it's just like, well,
yeah, what's to be done?
I don't know why I would get it on Switch if I've got anyway. So I've been playing Where the Cards Fall or something along those lines.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool, cool.
All right, so first question, when the drill goes into your brain, does it go into the ape part or the horny part?
Yeah, this is a question relevant to us for this episode.
So when the drill goes into my brain.
Yeah. When you're playing the game and the drill from the game goes into your brain.
Yeah. It goes into the ape part or the horny part?
Ape part.
Ape
okay.
Part.
Oh, can I just say Mabel in the Woods or whatever went into no part of my brain.
Missed. The drill missed.
I went into my neck. Anyway, go
just
on.
Just drew blood.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, yeah, because it's a...
You
it's
can
a,
assume whatever you want.
I'm trying to work this out. Apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
And is it to do with problem solving?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, look, there was my theory gone.
Maybe this will help you. Celeste digs into the ape part.
Yeah, see, that was like problem solving.
Like that, yeah, that, yeah, was like, yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah, that helped my previous theory.
The listeners can help you out.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't help them out. I mean, they can't help you right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
In future, you'll be like, oh.
I guess
but for now, you're going to be like,
Okay.
A drill. A game drills into my brain. A drill comes out.
Like, I was thinking, oh, yes, problem solving titty. Which one? Like Witcher,
titty. Duh, Witcher's horny. Absolutely. Oh,
yeah, that drills into the horny part.
That's 100%.
Near automation or whatever, titty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leisure Suit Larry, however, interesting situation. Screams horny drill, but it's a point and click game, so that's two drills, baby.
Yeah. Or is that just neck?
Cut my arm off.
So Where the Cards Fall, tell me about it.
So Where Cards Fall, so...
can we get confirmation? Is that actually what it's called?
It should
be on your phone.
It should be. However, it's abbreviated it to WCF. So now surely, I can only assume...
It's either Where Cards Fall or Where the Cards Fall.
Yeah, I think it's Where the Cards Fall.
All right.
So it's a puzzle game. You control a mopey teenage boy... From what I can gather.
It's called Where Cards Fall.
All right. There you go.
Good.
So there's like some cutscenes that happen and it's all like in either, it's like a language I don't understand. So I'm not like, is it an actual language I don't understand or if it's like a made up like Simlish thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's always like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And there's some iconic
Wait. So you can hear the characters talking and you can't understand what they're saying and you're not sure if that's on you or on the game?
No, I don't know if it's in, like, say, a language I don't understand.
Are there subtitles?
No. So I'm assuming. Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming it's like a Simlish.
Yeah. Otherwise, wild.
Otherwise, sick, I'm playing a Korean game, I guess. So you're playing little Moby Boy and there's little cutscenes through every level and it's like, you know, those stereotypical sad teenage things of like, hey, I'm trying on clothes to go to a formal and my friends are there.
Yeah.
And there's like a formal or a dance in a basketball thing. And
sure, so every teenage like, experience. Yeah.
And then there's like, hey, I'm in a bedroom and like there's two beds there, I think. Maybe my brother's dead. Look, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to the story. I've taken the Jackson B. Bailey approach.
Yay!
If there's a cutscene, I get frustrated and just slam the screen
it's
like
the only
an
way
ape.
To play.
Ape pop.
Yeah,
the drill is lodged in your ape brain. Like, that's
absolutely
the ape part.
Yeah, so I keep slamming it.
If you purchased a better brain in 2002? That would have made this game better.
Loving, big fan of putting Charles Abbott in the team. This is what you get for coming in halfway through, man. All the in jokes have happened. All the running gags are running currently. You're going to jump on this treadmill, baby.
No, I'm pretty happy with the brand I got.
Okay, right, yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, so I was playing this in a waiting in line. So I've played this mostly when I've been bored.
Sure.
And so I was waiting in line at like a government thing. So I had to like prove ID for whatever.
Yep.
And like it was only 40 minutes, but boy, did it feel like a million years.
Sure.
And I was just getting so bored being like, ugh, and just kind of like slamming the phone, like again, like an ape.
Yeah.
But it's a simple game. When it is a level, you are controlling a mopey teen and you're going through like a level, and there's like decks of cards that you, using your finger, the pinchy movements,
mm-hmm.
you either like expand it out and the cards build like a little card tower so you can walk on a platform, or you push it down so it doesn't. And it gets more and more complicated. So it's like, okay, so now you get two decks of cards and you can kind of like move certain areas. And then
so it's a puzzle game. Like,
Music's nice, animation's nice. It's a very, very like it's a very simple game. I'm sure there's a storyline that I've ignored.
Yeah, I've noticed that with Apple Arcade. So if I'm playing games on the Switch or PS4, I will pay so much attention to the story.
Yes.
With Apple Arcade, for some reason, because it's on my phone, I do exactly the same thing. I'm like, bruh, 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 who cares?
Get to the next puzzle, please.
I want to play this game, not listen to this game.
In the cutscene, because it's all like I don't know how to describe it other than like
anime?
Into the Breach. You know how you have like the 3x3 square type
thing? Okay, yeah.
So it's kind of like that. It's like these little tiny areas of play.
Mm.
So when they go in the cutscene, that happens. And sometimes in the cutscenes, there are two big eyes that are in the walls that are watching.
Okay.
Don't know what that's about.
Mm.
Yeah.
How many thumbs?
Look, four. All right. It's on Apple Arcade. It was, in theory, free.
Yeah.
All right, Joel Zammit, let's say you've purchased this game on your phone for $7.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay,
$5. Let's just say you... This isn't part of Apple Arcade. That's all I need you to do. It's a phone game. It's not part of Apple Arcade.
Okay.
Still
how many thumbs?
So it's a phone game?
Yeah.
It's still the same game.
It's
the same game. It's just not part of Apple Arcade.
Four thumbs. Like,
okay, I just wanted to check.
Because
I was detecting strong Apple Arcade bias. I'm like, whatever. I didn't pay for it.
Like, yeah.
No, I know. But it is a subscription service.
Yes.
So
in a way it costs $7.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really check out.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
It's a fun game. I wish you could skip the cutscenes a bit more. But in terms of like a puzzle game, like it does what it does. It's kind of like, you know, with What the Golf or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it just does what it does on the
I feel like that's gonna be a lot of Apple Arcade game reviews. Yeah.
I've downloaded a few for my phone and I haven't played them yet. I've played What the Golf, but I've also got Cricket Through the Ages and Sonic Racing. I'm just curious. Sonic Racing mostly because I'm like, this would be...
Yeah.
But Cricket Through the Ages is a Devolver game and I'm excited to play that.
Is that the cricket RPG?
No, it's not an RPG. It's just like events throughout history where they've just turned it into cricket kind of.
Caveman v... Dino.
Yeah.
Cricket.
But yeah, it's rarely actual cricket. It's just like you gotta
like
throw a
golf.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
What the Golf, it's like
Where Cards Fall?
Where Cards Fall. Like WC, yeah. What the Golf. No.
What the golf?
What the golf? It's a very simple game. It'll kill time. It's nice, it's moody, it's a nice kind of like
is it anime?
No, what kind of art style is it? It's not realistic. It's not like, say, where...
Is it cel-shaded?
Not cel-shaded. No.
Is it just animated?
It's just animated. It's just,
it's just video game.
It's just a basic video game.
It's just video game.
But it's like dark and...
Bit dark and bit atmospheric.
Atmospheric. There's some rain that happens sometimes.
Wow. Are we talking like Limbo dark? Or are we talking like... Final Fantasy, but not anime, dog.
Yeah, Final Fantasy, but not anime. Dusha, not everything is anime.
Yeah
I know.
Didn't we
I was discussion? Just double checking because Where Cards Fall sounds like a very...
Yeah, it's
very,
an anime name.
Very, thought... Like, Where Cards Fall, if I would describe it and I was actually just describing The World Ends With You, everyone would be like, yeah, that checks out.
All right, well, I'll show you it now. Is that anime?
No, that's not anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks like Portal.
Yeah.
Like if they made a side on
an iOS portal.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that brings
it looks like the portal demonstration video is in Portal.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that bring today's episode thumb total to 50?
Yeah. 50, 55 maybe.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Simon, how many thumbs in today's episode?
Was it 50, 55?
Yeah, I think that's on the money.
We should ask him to do it straight away.
No. 56.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Done. Thank you for the maths. And final question, Joel Zammit. Ed, or Eddie?
Yeah.
Ed.
Was that Ed or Ed double D?
It was Ed.
Okay. All right. Great choice.
Yeah, yeah. Good one. All right. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And remember, Ben 10.
Yeah, Ben 10.
Ben 10.
I don't remember Ben 10.
Yeah, good. So do we.
That's what we want to know.
Video games.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where you'll see us and other members of the Sanspants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.